What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
There should be a fashion judge that takes strokes off your score when you show up. When Day shows up yesterday in those pants, there's a panel of judges that all write down scores, and he has to start the day like three strokes behind.
Oh, wow. Look at that outfit, Jason. Plus six. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Have a good time. Nobody that's been banned from the broadcast has done more damage to the Masters than Jason Day's pants and Garcia's outfit from yesterday. He looked like the Masters logo.
It's a little thing called style. Look it up sometime.
So the Ryder Cup outfits have been released today. A little fashion for you. Yeah, the Bills lost 38-0 to the Bears in a preseason game. You want to tell us it doesn't matter? Fine. We can talk about golf outfits. Anyway, the Ryder Cup's out. One of the shirts that I like looks like the wax paper cup concession 80s, but with red, white, and blue. It's fine. Also, I have a bit of free advice for the Bills here right now. Ready? You don't want people talking about that 38-0 beatdown in Chicago, nationally televised. Wow, the Bills really didn't show up. They're terrible. I know, meaningless game. Here's my piece of advice for the Bills. Leak something from the rivalries uniforms today. Go. We'll forget about that game in a heartbeat. Ooh, look. Is that a iced over Buffalo? Those come out in 10 days.
10 days.
I
can't wait.
10 days to the rival uniforms.
Run to the Bills store to get one of those. Although, I don't know who. You said you're thinking Dawkins for your next jersey?
Yeah. When the time comes.
I think Taron Johnson is a move here. Not if Taron Johnson's out there in the wild. Taron Johnson jerseys.
I think also.
If they had a Wall of Fame at the next stadium, he'd be a Bills Wall of Famer.
He should. So should Dawkins. Here's a question I've never thought. Is there a chart expected jersey by age? And as you get older, you're like, you know what? It's time to honor the offensive line. You know, your first jersey is not a lineman.
No.
Your first jersey's quarterback, receiver, running back. Then you're like, you know what? Nickel corner, safety. I have respect for line. And then as you get older and older, the final stage of jersey purchasing, not for everybody, but just by the numbers of it, like, it's time to honor the lineman. I'm ready. I'm going to get a guard.
Yeah, this is probably right. I don't remember as a kid thinking about getting a Langston Walker jersey. Don't think it ever came up as a consideration.
You had Derek Dockery.
Derek Dockery, of course. Yeah, I might have thought about Jeff Hangartner.
Hold on.
Would have been a good one.
You were big on Chris Valerial.
Oh, I loved Chris. Chris Valerial and Jonas Jennings. What a duo. My brother should have got a Jonas Jennings jersey, and I got a Chris Valerial jersey when we were eight. You wouldn't have seen any eight-year-olds walking around with those jerseys.
I want to get one more really good offensive lineman pull here.
From like the early 2000s?
The drought free agent offensive lineman signings.
What about like signings specifically?
I got mine. I got it. I, of course, never got, but really wanted a Trey Teague jersey.
Trey Teague.
And I'm done. I'm done there.
Trey Teague. Great. Yep. 70 at center. Yep, I remember him.
Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Good morning. The Bills got absolutely waxed.
It would have been if it were a regular season game, which obviously it was not, but if it were, it would have been the third worst yards disparity in Bills history. They got outgained by 348. They got outgained by 352 in a game in 1971.
Is there a recent one we could think about?
2012 is the worst the Bills have ever been outgained ever.
Okay. I have a guess.
Okay.
San Francisco. Yes.
October 7th of 2012.
They gave up 300 yards passing and rushing that day.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They were outgained.
It's amazing.
The Bills were outgained in that game 621 to 204. 621 to 204, and they lost 45-3.
Think of how hard it is to give up 300 yards passing and rushing.
300
yards rushing.
Wow, what happened in the game? The quarterback must have not done anything. No, he threw for 302.
Right.
What a game.
Alex Smith. Alex Smith threw for 300, ran for 49.
Is the final score?
Kaepernick came in and ran for 40.
Is the final score 41-10?
45-3.
Okay.
Worse.
Worse, yeah.
Worse than that.
I give him too much credit.
Harbaugh against Gailey. Yeah, look at this box score. That was a minus 417. Nothing's ever come close to that. The next worst, there really isn't a lot of recent bad ones.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Amazingly, like throughout the drought, like they got outgained by 286 against Denver in 2007, and they only lost 15-14.
Is that that's the Jason Elam Kevin Everett game?
2007?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. They were outgained by 268 in that game. And then the most they've ever been outgained in a win, 2009 against Carolina. They're outgained by 258. 20-9? Any memory of that?
Nothing.
Me neither. But last night was minus 348. Preseason game.
I have a challenge for everyone. Real answers only. How should they approach the final preseason game? You're probably not allowed to say, we're not coming. If this were anything else in your life, you would just call in sick. You would say,
oh, yeah.
My kids are sick. My car broke down. Plane got a flat tire. You would just not go to this kind of commitment.
Plane got a flat tire?
Sure. You can't take off if it's got a flat tire.
Yeah.
How can they not go? Let's not go. Are the Bills having that conversation today in the office? Guys, what if we didn't go?
Yeah.
What would happen? We losing a draft pick? We're losing money? Is there a fine?
What would they lose?
What would happen? The Bills have said...
What are they going to lose? A sixth-round pick? Or a seventh-round pick?
I don't know.
Hey, they just used a seventh-round pick on a receiver that we haven't said one word about like the whole summer, and he's not going to make the team. It's like, whatever. Give him a seventh. If it cost a seventh to skip the game, I'd give him a seventh. Go ahead. Take it. Just don't give it to, like, the Chiefs.
Wouldn't it be wild if you could do that? Trade a preseason game. Because what do the Bucks want? They want to sell. They've sold tickets to this game.
Right.
They're going to have concessions.
Right, there'd be a fine. You have to pay the Bucks money if you just didn't show up.
Just write like $250,000. Here. We don't want to come. Send a card. It's like you get an invitation to a wedding. You don't want to go. You just send it anyway. Just send them a card. We're not going. Send the Bucks a card.
Yeah.
How are they going to get through this game? What if they lose worse?
Guys, breaking news, the Bills are running a contest that it says here that 53 of their luckiest season ticket holders will have the opportunity to live the dream of being a Buffalo Bill for one day.
Would you like to catch passes from Shane Buechel?
He's the one Bill that has to play.
He's got
to
play.
The quarterback's got to be someone who could throw the ball. Yeah.
803-0550. Hey, get ready.
The Bucs decide to play Vita Vea.
At quarterback?
Anything.
Yeah. Get ready for the inaugural Back Tee Classic coming up Monday, September 29th at Gowanda Country Club. Full day of golf, community giving back, a car giveaway on a par three and hole in one, $10,000 cash prize, putting contests, raffles, silent auctions, and more. And all proceeds go to the Spina Bifida Clinic at Oshai Children's Hospital. Spots are limited. Register at backteegolfclassic.com and help make a difference. It's at Gowanda. Boy, Gowanda, September 29th. It's a nice round of fall golf for you.
Yeah.
So a fall golf scramble. The inaugural Back Tee Golf Classic, again, to benefit Spina Bifida Clinic at Oshai Children's Hospital. So go to backteegolfclassic.com for that. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.